New report co-published by First Nations Media Australia and the University of Melbourne has taken a deep dive into our First Nation reporting of the pandemic. The study, which follows the operations of Victoria's 3KND, New South Wales' Wilcannia River Radio and the Northern Territory's Poor Media, found that these underfunded stations were often the only resource for COVID-19 news for their communities. Andrew Herlinger asked Dennis Stokes, the CEO of First Nations Media Australia, how Indigenous reporting was handling the challenges of pandemic reporting given the rise of cases over the last few months.
In the last probably 4 months, it's actually taken quite a big hold, especially in places like the Northern Territory. I think, you know, it's spread significantly, and we have a number of communities that now they call it lock-in, where they are keeping people just within the community. So it's become quite an issue, and it's a big task for First Nations media and all their members to, you know, make sure that we're getting the right messaging out to those communities.
Well, that's obviously a good sign because, as we know, the COVID-19 pandemic has been starting to spread off more in areas. We're getting more and more cases. And yet media stations like Poor Media weren't even considered an essential service. Why exactly was that?
Look, I think that's been the case before the pandemic. I think those stations, they're considered community stations, but, you know, I don't think their value was ever really looked at properly from government and the wider community. So when you get something like the pandemic that's come through, they are the first means of contact to those communities. And it's the best source of information for those communities because the messaging they give out, it's directed specifically for them. So I think, you know, it's just been the way it has been for many years, but it's been, COVID has actually made it so that people are aware that these are very essential services now, and we have to look at how do we support those services and those organisations now.
This Above and Beyond Broadcasting report, which was published this year, what were some of the key takeaways, therefore, that you came from that report?
You know, I think messaging is important. I think when you're looking at First Nations media, you're looking at how do we get that messaging out. So in places like the NT, and I think, you know, in WA and in Queensland and South Australia, where that language is quite strong, where people are speaking, you know, English as a second language in many places, it's how do we get that message out. And I think that's one of the key things, so that, you know, we are putting out COVID-19 messages in language or in English that they understand.
What sort of commitment and funding do you need to keep these stations and improve them?
Look, I think the funding has to rise significantly, and I think all state and territory governments and the federal government are aware of that. So as a peak body, the First Nations Media Australia, we are in conversation with government bodies. We are in conversation with a lot of private companies as well. So it has to rise significantly, and I think we are on the right track. It's not going to happen overnight, but it will happen. And I think, you know, people are aware that this needs to be at the forefront of getting messaging across to First Nations people.
And I imagine as well that with the whole report, you've come across people who are struggling under the physical and mental fatigue of having to report on a regular basis. How inspirational do you feel those people are?
They're very inspirational. I think if you look at you work is at the Wilcannia River Radio and Brendan Adams out there, the stress on his staff has been you know, huge, and that's one of the first Indigenous communities in the country that you know had the pandemic. But I mean, they're very resilient and they're very resourceful. So I mean, Brendan and his team, for example, when I mentioned laptops and internet within homes, that wasn't happening. Kids weren't going to school. These are people who go, well, hang on, let's do lessons on the radio. So they were still, you know, supporting their community and supporting children to make sure that their education was continuing. And I think this is what people don't realise. First Nations people are using the media to fill in the gaps that are there within those communities.
Dennis Stokes, CEO of First Nations Media, speaking there with Andrew Herlinger.